Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. in hell, forged by fire and harder than drum steel, comes the new album from Three Inches of Blood, There Wait Thy Doom, featuring 11 hardcore, evil tracks from the biggest defenders of traditional heavy metal. There Wait Thy Doom is available in stores now.
Yeah, I think we've had enough of that. Megadeth, thank you, Aaron, for putting that in. He was a little bit leaking up here. The traffic was horrible. I got stuck on Marine Drive. Then he was going to be a few minutes late, but holy cow. Road work everywhere. Anyways, we're going to start off now after all that Megadeth with another good old thrash band. They called Slayer. This is off their new one called World Painted Blood. The song's called Psychopathy Red. This rules is the best Slayer I've heard in, like, since Rain and Blood, so this is good. Here we go with some brand new Slayer on Power Chord. My name's Andy. Yes, my voice is slowly coming back, a little bit crackly still, but last week I was pretty sick still, but I feel better this week. So here you go, some brand new Slayer. Yeah!
CITR is super popular. We've partnered with great local businesses to bring all our friends discounts in their communities. Say you like to kick it in kits. Show your friends of CITR card at Canterbury Tales Secondhand Books, Rufus's Guitar Shop, Prussian Music, The Eatery, Grindhouse Video, Fresh's Best Salsa & Co., Roy Shoes Limited, Vaz Boutique, Sage Natural Wellness, Gumdrops, Spank Shoes, Banyan Books, and the UBC Bike Kitchen, and save. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Well, I want to be your old lover. I want to be your man.
We'll be right back.
Sorry about that. That thing glitched right out, so that's over. That was supposed to be a band left over from last week's Halloween show. That was a band called Halloween. And that kind of got cut off. I got screwed up. I don't know what's wrong with it. Before that, we had a Norwegian death metal band who've been around since, I think, about 92. They're called Gore... How do you say that name? I can't read it. Gorgoroth. And their new CD's called... it's in... Looks like in Spanish or something. Quantos Posant at Santen Amant Trahant. That's the name of the new CD by Gorgoroth. That's fuck. Gorgoroth. That's how you say it. And the song was called Rebirth. Before that, the brand new Skeleton, which we heard Where the Light Has Failed. We heard a song called, off the new CD called Breathing the Fire. And we started off with the brand new Slayer. Man, that rips. That's good. Off World Painted Blood, we heard Psychopathy Red. And it's 6 minutes to 2 p.m. here at CITR. My name's Eddie. This is Power Chord. It's a bit late getting up here. You heard lots of the Megadeth in the beginning there. Thanks, Aaron. Aaron's still around here somewhere. I see his records here still. So, anyways, next up is a band I just found in the playlist, CITR playlist here. It's called Pulp Ball Harness. I don't know anything about them. I know they're Canadian. Let's see if we can see where they're from. You can check out their MySpace website, myspace.com/ballharness. Sounds pretty good, pretty heavy. Let's try it out. Never heard of them. Found them in the CITR library. So you never know what you're going to find when you look around. So here you go with Ball Harness on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm still looking for that request. Here we go with Ball Harness. Gee, full of technical difficulties today. Let's try that again. The CD player is acting bizarre. Let's try it again. Will it work now? Here we go. There we go.
Oh, been troubled. You've been broke. You've been hungry. No job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Is how he feels, but blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
Everything's ending funny today. That one kind of cut off. That was before that little promo for Code Blue today at 3. Stay tuned to CITR. Lots of good shows. We heard a band called Dead and Divine. I thought it was okay, but they broke into that melodic vocal thing that went up. I won't mention anything about it. The song was called Neon Jesus. We heard The Machine We Are off the Machine We Are CD. Empyrea before that off The Long Road Home. We heard Returning Home, and we started off with Ball Harness. Now that was good. War Without Witness is the CD. We heard Concrete Love. So Aaron, having fun? Well, you know, you hear this late.
Yeah. Well,
what's next week?
Fundraising drive.
Yeah. And I'll be up here 12 with you.
I'll be up here as well.
And you'll be staying till 3?
Yeah, you betcha.
Okay, cool. Aaron,
what's the theme? You got a theme?
Probably thrash metal.
Okay.
You can tell I'm on top of it. I'm really organized. Right. I've nothing ready yet. I think I'll be doing all thrash next week.
Well, Generation Annihilation will be a surprise what we're doing next week, but it will be good.
And you're going to bring up some thrash metal too, right?
Of course. What am I saying? Of course I am.
Okay, here we go with the new Slayer. Aaron missed it. He wasn't in here when I played earlier, so I'm playing another song off here. We're going to hear the title track, World Painted Blood. We're going to hear the title track off the brand new Slayer. Slayer. It's excellent. I like this. Aaron just read in the, Exclaim?
Yeah.
That they say it's the heaviest record or the best record since Rain and Blood.
Yeah, and it might be the first in a trilogy. Slayer might not be, might be going much longer.
But I have to agree, this is probably the heaviest I've heard them since Rain and Blood. It's fast, it's thrashy. There's a few slower songs on there, but it's good. Here's brand new Slayer on CITR.
World Painted Blood.
What?
World Painted Blood.
World Painted Blood on Power Chord. Wrong button. Here we go. Let's turn the mics off, not the CD player.
We'll be right back. existence like a disease, spreading death, erasing your existence. Like a disease, spreading death, erasing your existence. Like a disease, spreading death, erasing your existence. Satan's hand begins the end and frees the world forever. Gomorrah's dream to live in sin has reached its critical mass. Man himself has become God and laughs at his destruction, in which we trust a secret government is now in total collapse. Disease, spreading death, entire population dies. Live before your blood, mass and suicide. Resist game and fear is all extermination now. Poison in your veins, global genocide. Blood covers all, the apocalypse begins. Pain becomes a nauseating. Beware the coming storm that starts illuminating fires. That is on your heart. Men are gonna say, world pain and wrath. No sanctuary. World pain and wrath.
Yeah, the last gig I went to was had that band there, Warbringer. It's been a while since I've been to a gig, Aaron. Waning into Nightmare is a CD. We heard Severed Reality. Actually, I pre-bought it there. They had a two-song EP, and then they send you the actual CD in the mail, which I got in the end of May, I think. So had it for a while, but I didn't do power chord for a long time, so I'm bringing it up now. It's excellent. Before that, Dahmer. Aaron was laughing at the big scratch in the beginning of the song, but I have an excuse. The mixer up here is not working. I couldn't tell when I was queuing it up. That was one big scratch. I don't know, scratch. I think it's dirt. It's not a scratch, but
that was funny.
It was just like this, the scratch or the crack was louder than the song, but
the song that was going. I almost thought it was part of the song.
Yeah, I thought it was when I was queuing it up, but that was like some weird intro. Because as I said, the mixer's not working. It's all like muffled and it doesn't sound right. So Dahmer is out of Spain, and that's split with another band from Spain called The Knack. Split 7-inch. The song.
Knack. Maestro.
The Knack. Huh?
Okay.
Oh, no, yeah, The Knack. No, not The Knack. The Knack. And the song was called Peter Curtin. And we started off with a brand new Slayer. Aaron heard it and goes, I gotta go buy it now because it's good. It's the best thing they've probably done since Rain and Blood.
Yeah, and what else is the best thing since something?
What's that?
Oh, that new Jello Biafra.
Oh, the new Jello Biafra. Yeah. We're listening to it in the background. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it's...
Doesn't quite fit power chord, but it sounds good. It sounds like, to me, like Dead Kennedys.
Yeah, even the cover art looks like Bedtime for Democracy.
Yeah.
So gotta buy that new Slayer, gotta buy that new Jello Biafra record. Geez, do you think that some of these people are washed up and they have no more new tricks and they cease to amaze us?
I'd given up on Slayer, to be honest.
You had?
Kind of. Even Christ Illusion, their last one was kind of...
They don't cease to amaze us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought that Christ Illusion. I just one ear out the other.
I mean, even some of the stuff after Rain and Blood was good, but it wasn't as good as...
It was their pinnacle.
Yeah, that was it. And that's I've seen that in top 10 lists of all-time albums of people who don't like metal.
Well, you know, Show No Mercy has its merit. I went back to that record, which came out in 82 or 83 or something, and it actually almost kind of sounded like a punk record to me. Not so much the musicianship, but just kind of the fact that it was heavy music with kind of a not-so-slick production. I'd forgotten how raw and ready that Show No Mercy.
I didn't like it at the day I bought it in, I think, 84 or 85. I wasn't that much into it, but yeah. Looking back, I guess it was the beginnings of all the thrash.
Yep.
I mean, of course, everybody says Metallica were the first thrash band, but look at... didn't Anvil come out about the same time or earlier?
Well, earlier.
The Metal of Metal is kind of like the album that was thrashy, right? And that came out in 82.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, you watch the movie, they all were influenced by that.
Yeah.
Mars, and I don't know.
But you never hear that in any documentaries. They always talk about Metallica. Nobody brings up Anvil.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Were they full-on thrashed?
You know? Nah, they're more... I don't know what you call them. I remember playing that song 666 to my mom in, like, 84, and she's like... You know, she couldn't believe that people would sing about that.
If you talk to Lips, Lips says on the Metal documentary, Headbanger's Journey, one of the bonus features, he talks about how 666 was like the impetus for Slayer, and there was some other song that was the impetus for Metallica, and, you know, explain that.
Yeah.
And Anvil, we're coming here in February. I'm going.
February 25th, if I recall.
13th.
Was it 13th?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was 25th. Okay.
Wish it was the 25th, then it wouldn't be during the Olympics.
Oh my God.
Friend of mine saw Anvil when they played here last time at Pat's Pub.
Yeah.
And Pat's Pub is not a very big pub, and he said the band had to play on the floor. The whole stage took up the guy's drum kit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to try and see him too, because I got to see the movie again. I watched it once, but I watched it in kind of bits and pieces.
Oh,
and you got to sit down and watch the whole thing.
I think it'll go down as one of the, you know, best music documentaries of all time, if not one of the best documentaries of all time. I mean, Michael Moore even said it was one of the best documentaries he'd seen in years, and Michael Moore's no metalhead, that's for sure.
That's for sure, yeah. Anyway, so 227. I'm used to saying one. Aaron's here, so I feel like it's only after one, but it's actually after two. It's 227. This power chord.
And you didn't come till a bit later.
So. Well, I was late. That's why Aaron played. That's why you played that Megadeth for about a half an hour. Yeah, I knew I was going to be a little bit late, and then Marine Drive was like just jammed with road work. It was like, oh crap. But there's nothing you can do once you're stuck behind those stop signs. Anyways, next up is I'm going to play a band called. Hospital of Death. Then we'll hear a band after that Aaron Hospital. Likes called Iron Man.
Hospital of Death?
No, after that, you know, like Iron Man. You phoned once and said you like this band.
Band from Nova Scotia or something like
that? No, they're from the States. They started out as a Iron Maiden cover band.
Okay.
And they're total
what was
heavy
the band you played last week or the week before that was from Nova Scotia?
Oh, it's in playlist. I can't remember who it is now. I'd have to look it up. I can't remember who it is right now. But yeah, it's in the CITR playlist. It's a metal band. Actually, I'll go pull it out and play it for you because I should play a bit more Canadian today anyways. Let's hear this little thing about Pit Pub, and then we're going to hear Hospital.
I just had a good burger at the Pit Pub.
Of Death. Did you?
Yeah.
What kind of burger?
Swiss burger with a mushroom patty. One of the last tunes I played was about some butcher or something. I don't know, some pro-vegetarian song. So maybe that inspired me to go
eat meat.
Get a Money's Mushroom Burger. No,
oh, was it? Yeah. It was vegetarian. Okay.
Yeah, it was a Swiss veggie burger.
I thought it was like one of those reverse things where you go, I got to eat meat now because I heard a vegan song or something.
That's not actually why I did it. But that might have had something to do with it subconsciously. I don't know. We're talking a lot, and it's not even my show. What's going on?
Yeah, let's get to some music here. Yeah, like I said, Hospital of Death is up next after this little word about the Pit Pub here at UBC. If you want to grab a beer and a burger like Aaron just did, that's where you can go.
They never have fish and chips on the weekend. That's the one thing. But
they don't?
No.
Isn't that like a staple of a bar?
Well, I don't know. I guess there's no fish on that. But yeah, there's zoo sticks. I see they have zoo sticks down there.
Good advertisement, Aaron.
Yeah.
Are you getting paid for this? Or?
I don't know.
Hopefully you go down there, I'll give you a free beer now. Go down there, maybe they'll give you a free beer.
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
If they were listening, I don't know.
I don't think they're listening, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, go to the Pit Pub, grab yourself. Yeah, Swiss burgers on sale, on special today.
Okay,
for $4.95, and for 95 cent substitute, you can get yourself whatever patty you want.
Awesome.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Till all I Yeah.
Yes, you're listening to some metal music. Mellow music on CITR.
If you didn't tell me who it was, I would have probably thought it was Alice in Chains or something.
Yeah, I was thinking exactly the same thing when Aaron was that sounds like Alice in Chains, and when I listened to it last night, I thought, yeah.
But they are from Seattle.
Seattle, yeah.
Who is it?
It's Queensryche off their latest, came out earlier this year, called American Soldier. We heard Middle of Hell.
Yeah, that's almost the record I would listen to have a cup of tea with at home and go to sleep with.
Yeah, it's good, but it's different from...
Yeah.
They're always kind of mellow, but that's like going beyond mellow.
They weren't mellow when they started.
Well, they have mellow songs on their albums. They're not all heavy stuff. All heavy tunes.
The only one I have is The Warning.
The first time I ever saw them was on, remember Almost Live after...
Oh, yeah.
I saw them on a funny show. I saw them on Almost Live.
Show was hilarious, wasn't it?
I think it's the lawn, but it's kind of sporadic. It's on after Saturday Night Live, but... Yeah, I remember seeing Queensryche on there once.
But that was a comedy show, right?
Yeah, it's a comedy. It's a skit comedy. It's like Saturday Night Live, but it's afterwards. And it comes out of Seattle. And let's see. Before that, we had Judas Priest off A Touch of Evil live. And Aaron doesn't have that one on CD because this one is a Japanese version and it comes with two bonus tracks. We heard Deal with the Devil.
That was a pretty bad deal I got. My version didn't even come with that.
No. Buy the Japanese one.
You know, I guess they like the Japanese blame better, and can you really blame them? I mean, when I saw them on the Angel of Retribution tour here, it was at the Coliseum, and Coliseum holds about 15,000 people, and there was about maybe 5,000 there. When they played Japan, they returned to Budokan on that tour, and I've got the DVD, and they're literally playing for a good 20,000 people, so it's no wonder why they like the Japanese better.
Well, a lot of bands do. That's why they tour there. And, the Japanese are into the music, that's for sure, whether it be metal or hardcore. Look at the hardcore scene there, too. It's huge, too.
And they do it right. They do it well.
Yeah. And before that, we had Iron Man off I Have Returned. We heard Run from the Light, and I've been playing that a lot, and Aaron's up here, so I thought play from him.
Sabbath all the way, eh?
That's total. Well, yeah.
Tony Iommi Worship.
Like I mentioned before they started, I was a Sabbath cover band. And we started off with Hospital of Death. Which I didn't mind it yesterday, but today it was kind of, I don't know, I didn't like those vocals.
I don't like that name, that's for sure.
Hospital of Death, with their new CD called Search, Kill, Steal. We heard Stairway to Hell.
That's great. Anyways, that's rich, that's zany.
We got just enough time for two more songs, and here's another one Aaron liked that he heard I played. Was it last week that I played this, or a week before, but whatever. It's Blackmore, and where did I say, were they from Nova Scotia?
I thought that's what you said.
I think that's what I said. I know they're from the East Coast. I think it was Nova Scotia. This is Blackmore off The Conquering, and we're going to hear a song called War Shark, and then we're going to end off with... we're going to play three songs. Blackmore, we're going to hear Murder Squad, a Toronto band that started as a DOA cover band, but they turned more grindcore-ish, death metal-ish sounding later, and then we're going to play a short one, possibly by Unleash the Archers, if I can get to that. But Code Blue is up next, so stay tuned for CITR for Code Blue, and then Leo Ramirez after that, and lots of great programming coming up. Here we go with Blackmore for Aaron, in-house request,
kind of.
Here we go with Blackmore, great metal on Power Chord. Stay tuned next week is a fun drive. We'll be playing all thrash metal next week, me and Aaron, so stay tuned for that. And
Get your cash ready to donate. Get that credit card ready. You'll have a good prize, too, or something.
Oh, yeah, you get something nice if you donate. Yeah. So here we go.
Because we're nice.
Yes. And this is Blackmore.
All right.
Thanks for listening, Power Chord.